listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The nation's property shortage is once again in the spotlight following the latest State of the Housing System report from the federal government. It shows that 943,000 new homes are expected to be built by 2029, which is over 250,000 short of the government's own target. And it's not just the cities which are feeling the housing squeeze. Property Council of Australia CEO Mike Zorbas says it's also a challenge in regional and rural areas like the Limestone Coast.
And governments, I think, are starting to wise up to the fact that they need to really roll out significant planning reform and land release in order to coordinate better with local government to provide housing in those areas.
The Tasting Australia program began in the southeast over the weekend with special dining events held at the Narracourt Hotel and Padfoway Estate. It continues this week with a lobster and lamb luncheon at the Brumby Hut on Thursday. And as festival director Karina Armstrong tells us, there will also be a tasting dinner at the Robe Hotel this Saturday.
That looks like a lot of fun. I mean, Robe, we've all gone there for our family holidays, and if you're a South Australian, it's really good to showcase the produce that's from there. I mean, I always think about crayfish, but I know it's way more diverse than that.
And the winners of this year's Generations in Jazz have been announced. In First Division, Adelaide's St. Peter's College won the award for Best Stage Band, while Wilderness School took home the Large Vocal Ensemble Prize, and Melbourne's Wesley College earned the Small Vocal Ensemble Award. In local sport, Saturday saw Round 3 of the Limestone Coast Football League take place. In the A-grade competition, Millicent earned their spot on top of the ladder with a 55-point win against East Gambia, while North won by 41 points against Casterton Sandford, and West Gambia had a narrow 7-point victory against South.